Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation and he built the synagogue for us." Jesus went with him. When he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you under my roof. Therefore I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. Say the word and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. Say to one, go and he goes. And to another, come here and he comes. And my slave, do this and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. In the person of this centurion, we can glean many messages or virtues that we should try to practice. But three are very prominent virtues that we should strive to cultivate in our own lives. First is the centurion had great faith. He had a great faith. Great faith in God, great faith in Jesus. And probably after Pentecost, he was one of the first pagans probably to ask to be baptized after the coming of the Holy Spirit. So faith. We should pray that God would strengthen our faith. And a means by which that can happen is to say that prayer, "Lord, strengthen our faith," as well as all of us should try to study our faith. Even though none of us are very young, probably not, still we should try to keep studying our faith until we die. And as the young people say, if you don't use it, you lose it. So you might ask yourself, what is a one way in which you can grow in your faith starting today? One suggestion might be to get in the habit of doing good reading, good spiritual reading. Spending some time every day reading a good book. So here you have a man of great faith. Second, we have a man who is also filled with compassion. The word compassion is a compound word that comes from Latin. And it's cum passio. Cum means with. Passio means suffer. So the word compassion actually means a willingness to suffer with others. So this centurion had a slave, and irrespective of his lower social status, the centurion suffered to see his servant suffer. Are we willing to do that? It's not that easy. Suffering is tough. We don't want to suffer, and normally we don't want to see other people suffer. But whether we will it or not, we all have to suffer in one way or another. And even non-believers have to suffer. So let's pray that we would be compassionate toward those who suffer. To pray for them, be kind to them, visit those who suffer, maybe give them gifts, maybe say that I'll be praying for you today in my rosary, in my mass. It's not easy to suffer. We're called not to load the cross of those who suffer, but to alleviate it, like Simon of Cyrene, like the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10. But most likely the most prominent virtue today in this centurion, the most obvious one, is his great humility. How do we know that? Because as Jesus is heading toward his residence, his home, he sends out messengers to Jesus and says, with the message, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to enter my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. What incredible humility. And this was not a poor man. Being a centurion, he wasn't the highest rank in the Roman army, but he had 100 people under him. That's what centurion means. He was a man of authority. So great humility. Great humility. The biggest obstacle in our spiritual life is when we give in to pride. We give in to self-sufficiency, and we don't rely on God. So a humble person is keenly aware of this. Whatever good we can do is because God has helped us to do that. All the good we can do. He said God gives us a gift. It could be a gift on a human level, intellectual level, moral level, spiritual level, emotional level. He gives us a gift and we say, yes, I will use that gift for your honor and glory. And all the failures we have, that's because of us. That's what Teresa of Avila, a great saint, says, humility is the truth in our relationship to God. So this is a gospel that's very, very rich. Very rich. Let's pray also to the saint that we celebrate today, who is one of the most eloquent preachers in the Catholic Church. His name is Saint John Chrysostom. He's one of the Eastern Fathers of the Church. You've got the Western Fathers, Augustine, Ambrose, Jerome, then you have the Eastern Fathers, John Chrysostom, Basil, Athanasius. John Paul II says the church has two lungs that we're breathing with, the Western or Latin church as well as the Eastern church. If you know your Greek well, Chrysostom means golden mouth, because he was such an eloquent preacher. Pray for priests. Pray for priests. Do you know what Vatican II says our two basic obligations are as a priest? The two P's. To pray and to preach. That's what I'm doing now, okay? Is we have to pray, but we have to preach. So let's pray that we'd have more St. John Chrysostoms in the world today. Amen.